Did you have any use for paper bags or paper sacks?
I got around home. That
was pretty rare.
I don't need as much.
You know, you couldn't get hold of a sack, Carly.
That's. I was wondering. It must have been pretty hard.
And now every time you go to the grocery store, I just have them here, and I hate to burn them. And I pile them up and give them to the young. They take their dinners. You know, the bird can. Mm-hmm. I don't burn them. I hate to. Mm-hmm. I know we used to couldn't get hold of mine. There was string when we was kids. We couldn't find string. Nope. Mm-hmm. Just about a pair of shoes used to be wrapped up in paper and these twine strings. You know, twine strings, they call it. Have a little thing up in the store and a ball of thread up there, and he'd hang down here, and whenever they wanted to tie up a pair of overalls or you, what you bought, but you would get a little string. Mm-hmm. And of course, young and thin was all the time wanting strings to tie something or make a bow and arrow or something. And he didn't have it. Now there's all kinds of strings.
Mm-hmm. They would wrap things up in paper more than put them in a sack.
Didn't have a sack.
I'd like to ask you a few questions about the differences. Say a river, a thing that's smaller than a river is a creek, right?
We call it a creek, yeah.
And then smaller than a creek would be
a branch creek in the rivers. That's all we know here, maybe a little. I don't know what a brook is, really, but I guess
it's the same. Well, a brook's a little stream of water. I used to have that in jars.
Could you use the word brook here?
Back yonder, when I was a kid, we did. I remember going to school where a little brook went. We had to cross it. It had bridge across it. You know, we'd call it the brook. Mm. Get little water on it all the time. Pretty wet sand. But
it's smaller than a branch? Well, yeah.
It is just branch too.
You had to have a bridge.
It was branch too.
Big enough, you had to have a wooden bridge, you know, across it to get across.
If the rain cuts into the dirt.
I guess so.
You say that's, what is that then? If the rain cuts into some dirt,
a washer.
Washes out. It washes out, a place of water.
Too high water.
Cut through and went another way.
Yeah, that's right. Ditches overflow.
They claim the first pioneers is not on the same subject, but almost too. The first settlers ever, Bad and Hardin County, just south of this one, was bad on the bank of a branch. And that night after supper, they heard, they thought the owl, the wolf come to dig him up, scratch him up. And they went over and see what they whipped them wolves off. And that was not the wolf, it was his dog. His dog came and howling over the grave. Well, about 20 years later, one of our neighbors here wanted to go see that place and over there. Well, the creek had changed and moved it, and where the grave was, it filled in, and they couldn't even find the grave. It was on the bank, but they moved the branch.
I see.
He buried that in the crook of the branch, and the wash went around, and so that's it. That might be a cut across there, was called what you're asking about.
Is a gully?
I got it, that's broken hillside.
Yeah, on the hillside.
On here.
And how about a really, it's smaller than a valley, but bigger than a gully. A ravine?
I don't know what we call it. That sometimes a canyon's an extremely big hollow.
We
just call it a canyon, but it's a big stream of water runs out of the hill back here. And right down into the flat creek bottom, and they call the beginning of that is a canyon, but I don't know, just a great big hole in the
water coming out.
Water come out under the hill, under the bank.
My boy, I was
deep as a tree almost. Mm-hmm. You've been up in East Tennessee, and well, there's lots of it up there now, they claim.
Yes, sometimes they call them hollers. And in Mississippi, they seem to call them ravine.
Ravine, well, I don't know what that is.
That's not.
In Mississippi, I imagine, is it more flat land?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's they've got
hot and sultry.
It sure is.
And you have lots of storms and rains there, don't you?
Tornado after tornado. Rough weather. They've got a, well, in fact, it's not too far from your Blue Mountain, Mississippi.